Right, so the end of your days, right, towards the moving into your gimel. So it's interesting. He's about to go into an interesting little topic over here. So the last thing we saw was he quoted a Zohar Kaddish. The Zohar was talking about that very strong language, that the person that's Isaac and Pimisa Torah and so on, that is allowed in up there, and that those that are not allowed in. So the last thing we saw, the Reb Chaim Vital said, he said that we're not marachim this because it's only, huh?
What is up there?
And you have 120 in Canada.
Got it.
Yeah.
We said higher. So that's
what he was saying at the end, that there's Gan Eden HaElyon, Gan Eden HaTachton, there's different madrigas. So that part, that's what he said, that part of the neshama that shaykh to Pirim Satara, so if that part of the neshama was worked through in this world, through learning Pirim Satara, then it's allowed entrance into its place. The lower parts of the neshama, the nefesh and ruach, for example, that part is not, that's not the Pirim Satara aspect of the neshama, so that part of the neshama obviously doesn't depend on Pirim Satara, and that part of the neshama will go to its place. So, it sounds like we're going to be like, you know, into
it's
pieces.
Like these are nefesh.
No, so chas v'shalom. So it's not. We're not talking about a punishment. We're talking about tzchar. So, but it means that every part of the neshama experiences its shleimus. You know what I mean? And so the nefesh and ruach has its particular level of shleimus. We'll call that gan eden atachton. And the neshama has its particular level of shleimus. That's called gan eden elyon. And so it's different. He said that, you know, obviously it's only the introduction right now, so we're not going into all these sugyas, but just al regal achas. So once he mentions this idea, so what do you see from that concept? What you see from that concept is that it's not simply like learning things, doing mitzvahs, getting reward. It's learning particular chalakim of Torah in order to develop yourself, in order to unpackage your own neshama. So the nefesh and ruach of who we are becomes unpackaged by learning nigla. And the neshama and higher of who we are becomes unpackaged by learning nistar. So in the Olam Emes, so if your nefesh and ruach is unpackaged properly, then that part of you experiences Gan Eden HaTachton. If the neshama part of you is unpackaged properly through Pnimius HaTorah, then that part of you experiences Gan Eden Elyon. But all of a sudden, that's what we're going to see now, is that this idea just sort of like, phew, like shifts what the inyan of Yiddishkeit is. That it's not just doing things and Hashem reacts to it. It's unpackaging yourself. And it'd be misak in your own neshama. That's what we're going to see. The truth is, this story that we mentioned, this idea that we just got into, needs a much wider explanation. But those that will be Isaac in our sefer, ubefrat b'shar gilgulam, especially the section of Balkul Gulam, Yuchel Avnei Torah will understand this better. Ukvar Nimras calls them this idea again of Torah being a way, being a key to unlock your own neshama, and ultimately schar is the experience of the elokus of your neshama to a certain degree, and so that's something that specifically in Shar Gugulam is a major principle. Ukvar Nimras calls that gam b'divrei Chazal b'midrashim, and the truth is you can find this idea in the different midrashi Chazal. So he gives a couple examples. Kamashikasa b'shmois rabba parshas kisisa. Says a medrash shmois rabba v'chein medrash tanchuma parshanis keres, also medrash tanchuma in parshas kisisa. Al pasuk. So it says ru kara Hashem b'shem b'tzalel. Right, that Hashem says to Moshe, look, I'm appointing b'tzalel to be in charge of the Mishkan. Right. So in that pasuk, those medrashim in shmois rabba tanchuma, they quote the pasuk. They reference the pasuk in Iyev. That we know that Iyov was kvetching about all the tzaras that he was going through, didn't make sense to him. So Hashem responds, basically, Eifo hayisa biyasti aretz. It simply teaches, where were you when I created the world? In other words, it's above your pay grade. So the Medrash says as follows, Eifo, it's a well-known chazal, the word Eifo means where, like where were you when I created the world, but Eifo always also means a measure. Eifa is in Chumash, it means a measurement. So Eifa Hayisa Biyasti Aretz is hinting to is like, where is your chelek in creation? In other words, if you could answer me, says Hashem, what's your neshama, what's the end of your neshama? then what you went through in life will make sense to you. The answer is you don't know. Well, you don't know your chelik. So he says like this. So the Medrash says, "Ki kol gufa tzaddikim, v'chol bo yoylam mizer Yisrael." All tzaddikim and all yidden, tuliyim the gufa shel Adam Rishon, ultimately come and are connected with a particular chelik of Adam Rishon. Zev gufai, this person in the head of Adam Rishon, which is pretty good. Zev roishai, zev yadai, zev tzavarei, zev oznav, all the different body parts. V'chein al derech zeh, kol nefashes, tuliyim v'nafshay. So the bodies of a yid. Again, when we say body, it's a in Kabbalah. It's not this. What we call a guf, that's not even a guf. That's just a car. That's not. It's not. It's mamish nothing. There's some. The we think of like there's the neshama and then there's the guf. But what's the guf? This no. This is mamish a shell of a shell. Within that, there's a ruchni istika. What we would refer to it as ruchni. It's called Chalukah de Rabbanan in this farm. It's called the clothing of the Rabbanan. You know, that's the guf. That's
like
the guf.
Like,
so it's like, yeah, I mean, it's in Chazal we find this description is that Neshamas and Gan Eden have clothing. There's like clothing. That clothing, that's called the real body that we have. So we have, within us, you have your Neshama, and then you have Chalukah de Rabbanan. You have clothing, so to speak, covering your Neshama. That's called your real body. And then on top of that, you have a car, right? That's what we have over here. So when the Medrash says over here that every guf of a yid is connected and comes from the guf of Adam Rishon, doesn't just mean like, you know, genetically. It's talking about the chalukah d'rabbanan, the real guf, our real bodies. So that's a piece of Adam Rishon. And the same thing is with the nefesh. V'chein aruchai s'beruchai, the ruach of every yid. V'chol aneshamis b'neshmasai, fine. Again, this is the principle that the Rashash will expands upon, which is that every, so it's like it's like you have a full infrastructure of a body, a nefesh and ruach, like all 613 pieces, but yet you come from a particular one of the 613 of Adam Rishon. So how does one from Adam Rishon become a full 613 by you? You know what I'm saying? So that's the big principle, is that any piece of something itself has everything within it. So a little. So if we talk about, let's say, a yid that's you know, from the eyes of Adam Rishon. So it's not pshat that he's just a big eye walking around, right? But the eye of Adam Rishon has within it the feet of the eye, the head of the eye, the kidneys of the eye. The, you know what I'm saying? So it has everything in it. So now when we talk about you being the eye of Adam Rishon, which is pretty good. So then it means that you have a full infrastructure too. But every single one of your infrastructures is going to be related to that. That's why in the Rosh Hash and in the Hakdama, in the end of Rechav Sanar, so the end of the Hakdama, so the Rosh Hash over there explains that this whole model, which is based on the Shaar Gulam, this whole model of every single yid being a piece of Adam Rishon, and then the Rizal makes, you know, it's more complicated. It's not just straight Adam to us. Shvatim, 600,000, it's all different ways of getting from Adam all the way to you down here. But the Rosh Hash explains that all of that entire, like, sort of soul infrastructure, that whole soul system, parallels Torah infrastructure as well. So there's 613 mitzvahs corresponding to the 613 body parts, right? So every body part of Adam corresponds to one particular mitzvah of Torah. So when we talk about now that you come from the eye of Adam, and that eye has itself 613, what it means also is that in order to unleash your, to really unpackage your neshama, it means that you have to find that mitzvah that corresponds to the eye and keep all 613 framed from that particular mitzvah. That's cool. You're a mitzvah. That's called your inyan. And when you keep mitzvahs like that, then you unpackage your neshama. So it's a... These are the infrastructure of Torah corresponds to the infrastructure of the neshamas.
How do you find that? How do you know which Torah is
your Torah? Yeah. It's very hard to know. I mean, there's listen. I mean, you know, sometimes you could sort of look back, and at the end of the day, it boils down to an intuition. Like it boils down to an intuition, and that intuition is lav dafka obvious right away. It's something that the Ravon Shalom might hold back from a person until very, very, until very close to old age, There are certain simanim, like, things that you're, we'll see in a second, we'll quote some Gemaras. The Gemaras talk about Amaroyim, it was like a common, it's interesting, it was like a common conversation point between Amaroyim. Avuch b'may zohir tfei. What was your father's inyan? Like, what mitzvah was your father connected to more than anything else? Which is an interesting question. Why not ask the Amora? Ask his father, about his father. Okay. Maybe that's the inyan. Maybe the person himself can't even say what it is.
I thought, if I remember correctly, we once learned that the intuition is not necessarily an indicator of what your mitzvah is.
It shouldn't
necessarily, like, meaning a person has a mitzvah that their shirish and shav is connected to, and could be rebuilding your whole life without really having any real knowing of what that mitzvah is. It's very possible.
That's
treat everything like it's a mitzvah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the mission says that, you know, you have to treat every mitzvah like it's the biggest thing in the world, you know, but there is a, again, but what, how do, again, I don't know if there's any real, like, algorithm to figure it out. Again, it's some level of intuition, you know, and things could also shift. Things could also shift, you know. Persons, sometimes they're in a shamus that their main tafkid is to help other people. So then what their inyan is changes based on which neshamas they're supposed to help. I mean, helping Gidin is also a mitzvah, so I guess you can say that's, you know. But I wish I would be able to tell you, you know. It's hard to know. But we do find, by the way, it's interesting, this was one of the nekudas that of the Baal Shem and what make in the avoid of Chassidus is not so much to think about this too much, not to focus on it so much. Like by the old school Mekubalim, this was major, to know what your Gugulim are, to know your Shorash and Neshama, to chab what your mitzvah is. That's it. That's what it's all about. But the Baal Shem, it's not so much. But the Baal Shem, it's whatever Rabbanu Shalom needs you right now, whatever the moment is right now. This is part of the, you know, there's a Torah from Isaac Humler. I think it's Isaac Humler, the early Chabad Chassidim. So he, I think it's Isaac. So he famously wrote that when you compare Pri Arizal, Kabbalah, Pri Arizal, to Arizal, to Baal Shem Tov, you could sort of categorize it in the following way. Pri Baal Shem, like the Ramak, Pri Baal Shem, Pri Arizal, and Arizal and Baal Shem corresponds to three different madrigas: Hishtalshlus, Hislabshlus, and Hashra. Does that mean? So, Hishtalshlus, that's Pri Arizal, that's the Ramak. Hishtalshlus means like a chain, like a shalshalus is a chain. In other words, to see the system of creation as just like every madriga is, it's like sort of its own madriga, and it just comes from a higher place. Like the lower world comes from the higher world, but it's sort of like, it just comes from there. Fine. And then the Arizal comes, and the Arizal reveals a level that's called Hislabshus. Hislabshus means a layered sense of reality. Whereas that the lower world is not just coming from the higher world, but to a certain, it's an extension of the higher world. It's sort of beneath the surface. It's layered. Instead of thinking of like the world being high and low, it's more deeper, right? So the lower world is not lower. It's just the outer surface. That's called Hislapshus. But even with that, there's still Madregis. It's just a matter of how do you orient it. But then there's Baal Shem Tov, which is Hashra. Hashra means just equilibrium. Everything is the same. There's no even division anymore, right? So to a certain degree, by the Arizal, where you're holding in that model of Hislabshus, so then this is a very important question. Like, okay, what is the soy? What's the secret of my neshama? And it's like, because if that's the model of the universe, right? Whether it be Hishtalshus or Hislabshus, whatever it is. But the point is, there's the Madregas, there's a hierarchy, there's Chilukim, there's unpackaging of something. Like, so then the model of your neshama like corresponds to that. So what's the site of my neshama? But by the Baal Shem Tov, which is Hashra, Einoi Movadai, Molei Kortz Kavodai, just Alts is God, you know, right? The Elikus is ever and everything. So the model in Avodas Hashem is what's the nafkamina? Like, okay, I don't, but who cares what my mitzvah is? It has nothing to do with, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. Like, the question is, what does the Rabban Hashem need of me right now? Okay, if it happens to be my Indian, then good. If it's not my Indian, it's what's nafkamina. So it's a certain, it's also, you know, the that's what
it sounds
the,
like an even higher madrig.
It is to a certain degree a higher madrig, if not to care.
Ishtavas
and Nefesh. That's the first thing in Tzavas or Yivash. Shavisi Hashem and Negdus Sama. That's the most important thing.
It's giving, like, not caring about the Madrigs. Because then those two first levels are all Madrigs.
Yeah. Like, give an example. You know, the Aron. Yeah, there's a Machlekes Rishayim. The when you went into the Beis HaMikdash, this is Parashah the Aron has talked about. It's also Relevik. Lev Yitzchus, the Rebbe's father's yard site, he was very Nigelinist. So, I guess, you know, just you mentioned this idea. So, when you walked into the Beis HaMikdash, so Kodesh, if you wanted to go to the Kodesh HaKodeshim, right, you were going west. The Kodesh HaKodeshim was west. So you went there from the east, then you needed to go west. So when you get into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, where was the Aron? The Aron is in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, by the first Beis HaMikdash, right? So the question is, where in the Kodesh HaKodeshim? So it's Machlokes Rishayim. There's three shitas. Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam and the Rashbam, the Rashbam of Basra, they both say that the Aron was in the western part of Kodesh HaKodeshim. Notice I'm walking into the Kodesh HaKodeshim, right? So let's say you're walking in, let's say the Kaddish, you know, you walk into the let's say this is the Kaddish HaKadosh, so you're walking from the doors, right? No, so this is Fakir, because this is facing Mizrach. Okay, let's say you're going in from here, yeah? So you're going in. So the Rambam and the Rashbam say that the Aron was the most extreme Mairav, right? So in other words, it's Mamish like by the Mairav wall. Mamish by the Mairav wall. So you have to walk through the, so let's say the Kohen Gadol and your Kippur, right? So you want to go do sprinkle the blood and so on, the Ketores. You have to walk through the entire Kodesh HaKodeshim to get to the Aron. That's the Rambam and the Rashbam. Taisvis in Bava Basra holds not like that. Okay. Taisvis in Bava Basra says not like that. Taisvis says Fakert, that the Aron was in the extreme Mizrach part of the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So you walked in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, boom, the Aron's right there. Rashi, in Maseches Megillah, says it was right in the middle. Right in the middle of the room. Okay, so what's Pshat? I mean, you know, the Svar of the Rambam and the Rashbam, why would it be in the most extreme Mairav? The Svar probably is the whole Kodesh HaKodeshim is in Mairav. So you see, the holier the place, the more Mairav. So the Aron in the Kodesh HaKodeshim is probably the most Mairav. That's the Svar for Taisvis, that's in most extreme Mizrach, is like, okay, once the Aron has to be in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, why should I have the Kohen Gadol walk more than he has to? Like, the Kodesh HaKodeshim is like, you're there on need to be, you know, because you need to be, and you're only there for the exact time that you need to be. So why would I put the Aron anywhere further than it has to be? Right? And Rashi probably holds, because it says the Aron is in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. What does it mean in the Kodesh HaKodeshim? It's in the middle. Okay. So the Aron means Moichen. Right? The Aron had three boxes to it, right? Chochem Bina Das. Like, the Aron means Moichen. In the Kabbalah Sfarim, the Arizal writes in a few places that the Aron represents Yisayid Abba, Yisayid Ima, like Moichen. There's three types of Moichen. There's Mizruch Dikim Moichen. There's Mairav Dikim Moichen. And there's Middle Dikim Moichen. What does that mean? Mizrach Moichin is when the sun rises. It's like, oh, you know, Slavas, Shtoikos. That's Be'etzem, like Kutchabrichu Dekin Moichin. You know, for example, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, where's the Shechina? So the Gemara says the Shechina is B'mairav. But there are Klav. The Mairav is more associated with the Shechina. That's why it works out by us is that Friday night when you by B'Shalom, so you turn around, you're going to Mairav, that's the Shechina. So anyway, so Mairav is the Shechina, which means opposite Mairav is Mizrach, is going to be more HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kutcher Brichu. That's what there is, and by, it's negated to the Nanuim of Lulav and Esrog. you find this, that all six directions, right, for the four directions and then up and down, corresponds to six different ways to manipulate the letters Yud Kei Vav. So it's interesting because they correspond to the six different midas from Chesed through Yesod, right? Ma'ariv corresponds to Yesod, Mizrach corresponds to Teferis. And we understand this because Ma'ariv is more the Shechina, which is sort of holding on to Yesod. Yesod, which is the last of the midas, is the beginning of Malchus. So this Ma'ariv is connected to that. It's the tziruf of Vav Ke Yud. Mizrach is Teferis, which is a tziruf of Vav Yud Ke. It's interesting. Rashi in Vav Basra says that the Shechina is in Ma'ariv, and that's why it is called Avir. That's what the Gemara says. Rab Abba said this, that the Shechina is in the Ma'ariv, and that's why it is called Avir. That's why that direction is called Avir. So Rashi says, what's this? What does that mean? So Rashi says, the Shechina is in the Ma'ariv, and therefore Mizrach, which faces Ma'ariv, is called Avir, because it has the letters Yud Kei. Avir is Aleph Vav. Avira. So it's Avira is Aleph Vav Yud Resh Hei. So it's a Yud and a Kei. Well, that's the side. Is that that Mizrach is the secret of Vav Yud Kei, not Kei. Rashi says two different pshatim. Does Ravo, is Ravo referring to? I lost you. Ravo says that the Shechina is in Ma'ariv. You'll see what I'm getting to in a moment. The Shechina is in Ma'ariv, and because of that, the Ruach is called. That's why the direction is called Avira. So Rashi says two pshatim. Either he's referring to Ma'ariv, the Shechina is in the Ma'ariv. That's why Ma'ariv is called Avira, because it has the letters Yud Kei in it, so it's Hashem's name. The Shechina is in the Ma'ariv, that's why it's called Avira. Or Rashi says, Pshat, no. The Shechina is in the Ma'ariv, that's why Mizrach is called Avira. And Rashi says that Pshat is more correct. And the answer is, Al Pi Sod, is because Mizrach, the name of Hashem that corresponds to Mizrach, is Vav Kei Yud. The one that corresponds to Ma'ariv is Vav Kei Yud. The one that corresponds to Mizrach is Vav Yud Kei. So if you're calling it Avira because it has the letters Yud K in that order, that's going to be more Mizrach than Ma'ariv. Anyway, so the point is as follows. Mizrach corresponds to the Midah of Teferis, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hislav, Hisaros, Lichtig. So that's one type of Meichen. So that's what Taisus says, that the Aron was in the Mizrach. There's another type of Meichen, which is called Ma'ariv. That's the Shechina. That's Meichen of Bittul, of nothing, of I'm a Ephes V'ayin. That's the Rambam and that's the Rambam and the Rashbam, that the Aron was in the Ma'ariv. But then there's another type of Ma'ariv, which is who cares? Whatever, it doesn't make a difference to me. Hislavas, not Hislavas, Bittul, not Bittul. Whatever I need to be, I will be. That's Rashi, the Aron is in the middle. Three different types of Ma'ariv. So that's Hashra. That's Hashra. So in Afghanistan, it doesn't make a difference.
That's the same.
Why is it the these inyanim? Yeah, Taisus is Yisoid, right? Taisus is the lashon of Yosef. That's Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam is always Mashiach ben David, right? Rambam is Mashiach ben David. Even the Rashbam, the Rashbam just fills in the Masechtas that Rashi missed. It's the inyan of sort of gathering the last. You know, it's a Mashiach from David Dekah Avoid. So Mashiach from David is a Shechina, that's in Ma'ariv. Rashi is whatever Rashi needs to be. Rashi's not his own Shita. Rashi is, you say Chumash, Chumash means Chumash Rashi. You say Gemara, Gemara means Chumash, Gemara Rashi. What's Rashi? Rashi is whatever you want to be, whatever you need to be, doesn't have a Shita. Rashi's not a Paisik. Rashi's a Mefarish.
Rashi's
Hashra. It's Rashi's Hashra.
It also sounds like Hashra.
Huh? Rashi, the word sounds.
Rashi, you can't say like a
lishi kasei
Rashi.
Right? It's a, yeah. Very often the place can talk like you know Rashi says whatever shot makes the most sense for this gemara. Other gemara. Rashi's in the middle. According to Rashi, the Aron is in the middle.
Those are the three types of money.
Oh, there you go. Right. Anyway, okay. The ikar is that it's good to find your own neshama, but whatever the Rav Hashem needs it to be is what the ikar is. All right, shkayach.